This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House is expected to vote this week on a bill that would renew a program that provides incentives for drug companies to test their products on children. Just about everyone agrees that the program has accomplished its goal of getting drugs tested on children. Some say it's worked too well, providing companies with an unearned windfall. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
When it comes to prescription drugs, the saying goes, children are not just little adults. Medicines that work one way in adults may work differently or not at all in children, or may work differently in children of different ages. But until recently, drug companies have had many reasons not to test their products on children. Companies were worried about liability and about whether test results on infants, for example, would apply to older children. Another big reason, says Richard Gorman, a pediatrician in private practice in Ellicott City, Maryland, was financial.
Children, although they make up 25% of the population, only make up 5% of the drug use. So what happens is the market for these drugs in adults was much larger than the market for children.
Dr. Gorman says that before Congress passed the pediatric drug testing law in 1997, about 80% of the drugs he prescribed for his patients hadn't been tested on children.
And therefore, when I gave them to children in my office, I was performing an experiment in the sense that I was giving them a medicine that I wasn't sure was either safe or effective.
But that's no longer the case. Dr. Gorman says now he knows far more often not just whether drugs are safe and effective for his patients, but how to give them.
It has made a dramatic change in the way I practice medicine. Since 1997, some of the most common drugs that I use in my practice have been studied in children, and they have been labeled in children. And the labels gave dosages and dosing information that was different than what we were using in common clinical practice.
But unless Congress acts, the law will expire at the end of the year. Lawmakers generally agree that the program has worked well. It provides companies with an effective 6-month extension on their patents in exchange for conducting clinical trials on children. More than 400 drugs have been studied in children since the law took effect, compared to fewer than a dozen in the 5 years before that. But some legislators say it's provided an unexpected and indefensible windfall for drug makers. For blockbuster drugs in particular, the 6 extra months of patent life is worth thousands of times more than it costs to conduct the studies. Ohio Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown says AstraZeneca's heartburn drug Prilosec is a case in point.
It costs about $4 million to do the clinical trial for pediatric testing. They, as a result of the 6 months extension, will reap in extra revenues than they would have gotten otherwise, some $1.2 billion. Pretty good return on their investment.
Brown says those extra profits actually hurt other consumers. That's because the law works by keeping generic copies of a medicine off the market for 6 months, which in turn keeps costs higher for those who buy the drugs.
The hundreds of millions of dollars coming from the pockets of individual consumers, generally the elderly, not only that, coming from government coffers, because government pays major dollars for health care, for prescription drugs through various programs. It's just a question of equity.
Brown and some other Democrats want to continue to encourage companies to test drugs on children, but they want to lower the profits. A House committee, however, rejected proposals that would have limited profits to 2, 3, or even 5 times the cost of conducting the trials. Republican Congressman Jim Greenwood of Pennsylvania, the bill's sponsor, is among those who say the incentive should be left as it is.
As soon as you start to say, let's pick and choose winners and losers, let's micromanage the system, I think you put at risk a system that's doing remarkable things for children.
Greenwood concedes that some companies have reaped windfalls, but he says that doesn't bother him.
If you have a drug that's so popular and is prescribed so often by doctors because it's making an awful lot of people feel better or live longer, then that's part of your total profit making. You've made a good product.
Both the House bill and a similar one that passed the Senate a few weeks ago would also build on the existing program by creating a fund to conduct pediatric testing on drugs whose patents have already expired. Julie Robner, NPR News, Washington.